The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia. The Republic of Ireland take on France in their final game of the 2027 Women's World Cup qualifying group stages in Grenoble in just over, 3 hours at this stage. An improbable win would see Carla Ward's side amazingly qualify for the World Cup as just one of only 4 European sides to qualify automatically. We're joined now by Maeve De Burke, pundit and former Irish international. Maeve, dare we dream at this stage?
Yeah, I think we can. Well, we can dream with the backup then of that seeded playoff still in the bag.
Yeah.
So it's almost a free shot.
It's a free shot, isn't it? Because just to put it into context, you've said it there. We get a reasonably favourable playoff draw if we don't manage to win tonight. So we're pretty well set either way.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, if we were to win, it would just be an incredible achievement, given that we're ranked fourth. Well, going into the group stage, we're ranked as the fourth seed, and to top the group would be unheard of, really. No other Nations League B team that was promoted ended up staying up in Group A. So even to stay up is, an achievement in itself. But to be able to be going toe-to-toe with the French, who, of course, are ranked seventh in the world tonight here in Grenoble in their own patch. It's amazing, really. And yeah, it's a winner takes all.
Okay, the bookies aren't giving us a prayer. They have Ireland at 11-1 to win the game and France at 10-1 on. Tell us why they might be wrong. Where are the weaknesses to this French team? Is there a weakness in defence?
Yeah, I mean, they talk about the strength been in the attack for sure, with the likes of Mallard, the Man United player, Baltimore on the wing as well, Chelsea player. But yeah, in that defensive area, I think they used to be really strong with Wendy Reynard, but now she's no longer involved with the French team. So they have a tendency to let in, I think they've let in at least one goal in their last 13 matches or that, and they did keep a clean sheet last time out against Poland. But I do think that it's an area the Irish team can target, particularly on the counter-attack, because I would expect that France will dominate possession and have a lot of the ball in our defensive half, that if we can transition quickly and attack the defence, the French defence at pace, we might get a bit of joy.
And I suppose the other point worth making is, in the game in Tala, when they did come out, France won that tie 2-1 in Tala, but Ireland were unfortunate and could easily have got something from that game.
Yeah, they really could have. And that was the first game as well of this group. So, of course, there's going to be a lot of nerves and mistakes can happen. And Mallard, who I mentioned earlier, she came on and changed the game. But I think Ireland will have learned a lot from that defeat as well. And, of course, at times the players' individual brilliance can shine through as well. And it's just something I think that we'll need to minimise our mistakes, I think. And also we'll need to be very clinical, I think, if we are to get anything out of the game.
Which we were, to be fair, against the Dutch the other night. I mean, we took our chances that came our way.
Yeah, we really did. I think we had 3 clear-cut chances and 3 goals. So you can't ask much more from that from the attacking point of view in terms of the clinicalness. So, any chance really I think that we create tonight, we're going to have to try to finish that too. And maybe set pieces is an area as well we can target, because we have a lot of girls who are very strong there, particularly the likes of Caitlin Hayes and Anna Patton in there.
Yeah, the good news is we're pretty much picking, apart from Leanne Kiernan, who's, I think, out suspended, we have a full deck of cards to pick from, including the return of Denise O'Sullivan and Emily Murphy. I mean, Denise O'Sullivan is huge. I mean, she's such a good footballer.
Yeah, she really is. She's moved now to Liverpool in England, and so that allows her to be closer home to coming towards the end of her career. But she's still at her peak, in my opinion. She's such a talented footballer. Aileen Clancy would drop out of the squad as well today, just to allow the space for those 2 girls to come back in, because there was 25 named initially. Denise will bring that experience back into midfield, and then we'll see, will Carla Ward opt to start Emily Murphy, as she has done in the previous games, or whether Abby Larkin might keep her place. But I'd imagine she might stick with Murphy, with then Larkin to come on.
Okay, and of course we have to mention Katie Taylor moving clubs, gone from Arsenal to Chelsea, and actually going to be up against one of her future Chelsea teammates in the French side. But she's obviously going to be critical. I mean, we need her to play well if we're going to win.
Yeah, Katie McCabe is just, I suppose, the heartbeat really of the team. She leads from that left back spot, and she can really drive the team forward as well and join in the attack as well. So she probably had one of her more quiet nights, I thought, in Porquicuive, but she really still was so solid in that defensive area. So I think she'll have a huge say on how this game goes tonight as well.
I had the pleasure of meeting Carla Ward a few weeks ago. I was really impressed with her, and she's just kind of very vivacious, very kind of lively, good fun, good crack kind of character. But she's done something that I think a lot of people doubted we could do. She has this Irish team playing on the front foot, playing really entertaining, attacking football. Whereas, no disrespect to the team who did brilliantly to get to the last World Cup, they were pretty defensive, almost dour in their approach.
Yeah, definitely. I think she has really brought that kind of her own style to it as well, albeit at the start when she took over, maybe it was too attacking almost, because we got, kind of badly beaten away to Slovenia in February 25 and we lost 4-0. But we learned so much, I think, and Carla Ward would have learned so much from that she now has a really, I think, kind of balanced approach in that we're solid in defence. But then, like I said, we have that really attacking prowess now that wouldn't have been there maybe in the past, and we look like a team who's able to score goals, and hopefully we'll be able to do that tonight.
I think we're going to give it a right rattle tonight, and I know both our hearts are saying Ireland. What is your head saying, Maeve?
It's a difficult one, because this French team, like you said, they're littered with such quality. You know, the expectation is on them to beat us, but I'll have to go with an Ireland win on this one. I just think we might be able to 2-1 to Ireland. I'll go with.
Well, my producer told me I said Katie Taylor instead of Katie McCabe earlier on, but hopefully we'll pack a punch tonight and come away. It would be extraordinary to be one of just four Europeans that qualify automatically for the World Cup. So fingers crossed. Maeve de Burke, pundit and former Ireland international, thank you indeed for talking to us this evening. Come on, you girls in green.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.